Inside Mac.
For Wednesday, October 25th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Analysts are saying Microsoft should have added a phone, and Australian iTunes users are celebrating its one-year birthday by getting free music as a gift, and that rock sure knows how to rock and roll. Here's big news. Analysts are saying the Zune isn't going to have a very big impact on the market, but the iPod is set to continue its domination in the digital media device market for the next 12 to 18 months. According to Jupiter Research, the iPod won't lose significant sales among U.S. portable media device users, and it will grow from 37 million this year to 102 million in 2011. Microsoft, though, is counting on some features that the Zune has but the iPod doesn't, like the wireless connection to other Zune players and the fact that it'll offer an FM radio. But in a recent survey conducted by Jupiter Research, only 11% of 2,232 customers said that wireless features were important to them, and while the most desired function was a built-in FM radio, most customers don't seem to be bothered by the lack of a radio when they buy an iPod. Scott Erickson, who is the Senior Director of Product Management for Zune, said the product is different from the iPod in ways that customers value, even though they don't ask for those features by name. The feature Microsoft seems to be so excited about is the music sharing experience. Zune will let customers beam a song to nearby devices, and they can keep those tracks for 3 plays or 3 days, whichever comes first. And there's a rumor going around that concertgoers will be sent music from the bands if they have Zunes. That's just a rumor, according to Matt Jubilier, the Zune's product manager. The music sharing file feature only works with one person at a time. And Microsoft is optimistic but realistic about the fact that Apple has been doing this for 5 years. But according to Jupiter Research analyst David Card, Microsoft should have combined its music player with a phone or game machine to really change the competitive picture. Those who live in Australia are getting a special treat this week. iTunes Australia has reached its first anniversary and is offering free songs to celebrate. A page on the Australian store declares it's official, we're one, and to mark the occasion, we're giving you 6 birthday gifts. The company is giving away music from 5 local acts, Holly Thornsby, Celebrity Drug Disasters, The Hiptones, Kyrie, and The Follow. They are also offering a free audiobook called The Power of One. Unfortunately, the free tunes are only available to iTunes users in Australia. Coming up, even nature thinks the iPod rocks. That story when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Apple has added ADC on their iTunes service. ADC TV is a service for Apple Development Connection members to watch training videos. Now members can download the videos and watch them at their convenience. The first ADC on iTunes movies are part of the new Leopard Early Start Kit that provides developers with advanced access to an exclusive collection of digital resources and information. The Start Kit lets you begin Leopard development before Leopard even ships, which will be in 2007. Primera Technology has announced its ADL Max Disk Autoloader. It easily attaches to any of Primera's Bravo 2 or Bravo Pro disk publishers and uses advanced robotics to transport disks from the 4 integrated input bins into and out of the burning and printing mechanisms of the Bravo 2 or Bravo Pro. With ADL Max, Bravo 2's capacity increases from 50 disks to 325 disks, while Bravo Pro's capacity increases from 100 disks to 350 disks, and it costs approximately $2,000 U.S. At the Max 2006 Adobe User Conference, the company unveiled a pre-release version of Flex Builder 2 for Macintosh. Adobe Flex Builder 2 will support both Intel and PowerPC Max. Both the Flex Builder 2 and the Flex Builder 2 Eclipse plugin are a pre-release software and are now available at Adobe Labs. According to Jeff Wetcott, Adobe's Senior Director of Product Marketing, the company is well on its way to their goal of attaining 1 million Flex developers. He said by extending support to the Mac and Linux platforms, Adobe is showing its dedication to helping developers everywhere join in on the next wave of web application development. And lastly today, it would seem that the popularity of Apple's iPod has been extended to nature, as Google Earth spotters have discovered a rock formation in the prairies of central Canada that resembles a Native American in headdress listening to an iPod. Named the Alberta Indian, the formation was discovered by a Google Earth spotter named Super Granny. The rock formation is in Alberta, Canada, near the border with Saskatchewan. The feature that looks like an iPod earphone is actually a road leading up to what is said to be a natural gas wellhead. In the Google Earth forum, one writer said that there isn't a sign of it having been created by modern or ancient people. The shapes making up the Alberta Indian conform to the fractal erosion features that are found all around that part of Alberta. There have been other strange observations from Google Earth spotters, like what looks to be a hovering car in Perth, a strange man-made formation in central China, and even topless sunbathers in the Netherlands. It's pretty interesting to look at. If you'd like to check it out, the feature can be found on Google Maps. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.